The General Services Administration is putting the final touches on its next government-wide multi-billion dollar contract. It's called OASIS, and a draft RFP is expected in the next month or so. But a room full of interested vendors was left with more questions than answers after a panel of GSA officials could not put its concerns about the concept behind OASIS to rest. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us now with details on why some in industry have reservations about OASIS. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So first of all, remind us, what is this big contract and specifically what about it is causing so much concern?
So OASIS is GSA's next big procurement vehicle that nearly every vendor is really interested in. Because what they're doing here is they're saying we're going to create a vehicle to let agencies buy what they call complex solutions under one contract. Now this means they could buy engineering, IT, and let's say management consulting services all at once. Now instead of currently the way they have to do it is either go through a big full and open competition or do some sort of hybrid contract where they have to buy the services separately but keep them related under the schedules or alliance or another government-wide acquisition vehicle. The point of the government-wide acquisition vehicle is to speed up the time it takes to get a procurement done, to make it easier, to make it cheaper, faster, etc. Now, the concerns about GSA's approach choice really are wide and varied. So let me highlight just a few that came during the discussion yesterday, sponsored by the Professional Services Council, Tech America, ACT-IAC, and the Coalition for Government Procurement. The first is really centered on how OASIS falls under the idea of strategic sourcing, specifically the administration's strategic sourcing initiative. Traditionally, when the government talks about strategic sourcing, it's talking about volume buying. But here, you can't really do volume buying with complex solutions. So I asked GSA's Jim Jaloney, the director of the OASIS program office, to explain this concept.
We're talking about capital S strategic sourcing and small S strategic sourcing. Some of the concepts of strategic sourcing involve understanding your spend, you gathering data, trying to establish a common vocabulary. These are the things when we talk about strategic sourcing in the OASIS context that we're referring to. We're not talking about establishing a single mandatory vehicle. We're not talking about, you know, economies of scale across large volumes like you would when you're buying a commodity. What we're talking about at this point really just understanding the market so that we can do better requirements analysis, better cost estimation, and really look at what we're buying so we can do it more intelligently in the future.
So the concept is fairly easy to get the way Jaloney describes it, but there's still questions about the types of data GSA wants to collect, the cost of collecting all that data, and how they would use that data. The bigger issue, though, was the confusion over the business case for OASIS that mentioned both wanting to use firm fixed price type contracts and labor hour contracts. And for those labor hours and time and material type contracts, GSA wants to limit those costs that would come through for those two categories. The idea is called, or was considered around standardizing what agencies pay for certain services. Industry experts argued, however, that it's very difficult to standardize costs for engineering or IT or other technical services. Roger Waldron is the president of the Coalition for Government Procurement. He also hosts Off the Shelf on this station.
There's two thoughts that I have. First of all, that's setting an incredible standard that GSA is not going to be able to meet. That's one side of it, because there's theoretically always a lower price for something. You know, Walmart used to say guarantee lowest best prices. I don't think they do that anymore, because theoretically somebody can go out and offer a lower price in the market tomorrow on the Internet. That's one side of it. My concerns are setting up for criticism there. The flip side of it is it also is creating risk to meet mission. Because if you are going to drive down prices to the point where you can limit the flexibility of companies to be able to provide best-in-class services for a cybersecurity requirement like I meant, then this isn't going to be an effective vehicle for people to be able to use.
So Trey Hodgkins from Tech America says he's unable to link OASIS with the complex integrations, saying it seems GSA is trying to treat complex services like pens and pencils.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller. So is GSA listening to these concerns?
I think they are to some extent. I mean, industry has not been quiet about their concerns. GSA has a blog. Industry has been very active in commenting on it. And to give GSA credit, you know, Jim Jaloney has been a very active participant responding. So he's trying to get the word out and answer questions. And he says, you know, we're going to continue to work on our communications, both with industry and agency customers, about its plans for Oasis. Now, Gelloni believes some in industry are making assumptions without having actually seen the draft RFP, which is part of the reason GSA took part in the discussion yesterday. Now, as for the cost range tension, Gelloni offered a little more explanation of how GSA plans to deal with industry's concerns.
What we need to do is to address that. You can never solve it, but by giving both customers and industry real data, which we currently don't have, but we're going to begin to gather, that gives them some information they can use to make decisions. By advising on requirements development, by capturing best practices, we can help give 1102s the tools they need to make the right decisions with the specific requirements. And that's really what we're all about.
And really, the concern here is less about, well, you have to pay, you know, $5 for this service, or a range of $5 to $10. It's if the vendor's coming in at $250 or at $15, it's going to give the contracting officer an ability to go, let me find out why this is so high or so low, and then I can make a better decision. GSA is now figuring out what it needs in terms of data, how it can capture that information, whether it's available or not, and whether if it's going to have to make a new request to industry or not. The goal is to reduce the burden on industry. In fact, Gelloni says there's a model being used under the Align contract that they hope to follow. And GSA is also going to talk to other agencies such as the Bureau of Labor Statistics to collect existing government data first before they reach out to industry.
So regarding the industry's concerns, how many of them do you think will be addressed in that forthcoming request for proposals?
I think GSA believes a lot of the concerns and a lot of the presumptions that agencies are getting from the business case that's more than a year old will be addressed in the draft RFP. Now, not all the answers are going to be addressed, and there'll be even more answers coming from it. Stan Soloway is president of the Professional Services Council.
GSA deserves tremendous credit for really deeply digging into this and trying to figure this question out, because this is tough. This is a lot harder than office supplies, anything else. And they're asking most of the right questions. I think the real issue right now is, have we done the predicate work around the market, around what we're trying to accomplish, around how to build this, around the workforce? There's a whole bunch of predicate work. Have we done that enough to enable us to move forward, or do we need to take some more time as we move forward slowly before we can build something like this? And I think that's the divide you saw. Some of us believe we're not yet ready, or at least the answers aren't clear enough.
Soloway says it's unclear whether Oasis is even needed. GSA says agencies are asking for this type of contract, and if it was in place today, the agencies would be using it. So I think GSA is under a little bit of pressure here to get this draft RFP out the door, and industry concerns were mounting that pressure as well. Now, Gelloni says there's no specific date. He wouldn't be clear about it, but he says, you know, there's other variables that are being worked into what's happening with the draft RFP, including the new Federal Acquisition Service Commissioner, Tom Sharp, who's going to want to be briefed and obviously put his imprint on it. So the draft RFP, when it's ready, will definitely help. I don't think it's going to solve everything.
All right. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks so much.
Thank you.